Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Marika Seward is making her first appearance on the program to share with us not only her love and passion for music, but also her new single, Unstoppable, as well. Marika, good afternoon, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi there, Cyrus, and all the listeners. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you on with us. You know, I've been looking forward to this, actually, since I heard your single, and we want to thank, actually, a mutual friend of ours, Maureen Francisco, for introducing me to you. You know, so what has it been like for you? I mean, because I heard a couple of other interviews you've done. What has it been like for you to share this love of music that you have with all of us?
Oh, you know what? It's totally a dream for me to be able to do that. And so, you know, ever since I was young, I always wanted to be a musician and an artist. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to do it professionally is, yeah, it's really just, it sounds cliche, but it is literally a dream and a goal to be able to do it. So there's nothing else that I would rather be doing, so.
Right. Well, what I love about the way you're doing it, Marika, is that you are not leaving anything to chance. You're involved in every aspect of the business, you know, including, of course, the label as well. You know, when you think about, you know, not only having this passion, but also not leaving anything to chance, how important is it for you to be involved and make sure that the vision that you have is the vision that actually reaches us, the audience?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a loaded question, Cyrus. I think, you know, as a young artist, like I started really in the music industry when I was about 19 years old, which is actually quite late. But when I first launched, I actually launched in the Christian music industry, which was very interesting. But my real heart was just pop music. And, you know, one thing that I want to do, and it's really part of my life goal as well, is to really just empower young women, especially in the entertainment industry, to do things with integrity and character. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, a lot of artists, especially young artists' goals, are to get record deals and basically be making lots and lots of money doing what they love. I think for me, and even more so, I just wanted to be able to be somebody that I, you know, that younger people could be proud of, that I would be proud of. And so because of that, I really just kept control of everything that I could, from the content to the photos to the videos. And, you know, it is a challenge. Like, it has been a challenge, and things I think have gone a lot slower than I thought. But at the same time, I've been able to have a family, get married. I have three amazing young children, and I've been able to do family and career very successfully to this point, and it's continually growing. Like, you know, I'm not an emerging artist anymore, but I feel like I am, but I feel like I have so much more career to still do.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's the great thing, especially, Marika, when you look at the way that music is evolving, because I really believe that the Internet has really given us a wide open field of opportunity to be able not only to reach, you know, listeners, you know, of different interests, but also I think to introduce us to artists that otherwise we wouldn't be able to listen to. You've been able to effectively, I think, you know, be able to tap into that. How important has that online audience been for you? Because it's one thing, of course, to kind of get that feedback in a show setting, but it's another thing to hear from people around the world, you know, just minutes after you post something, hear from them about what they think about it. So talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, you know what, it was the coolest thing for me, because I think when my first single went across the radio in Canada, people don't know the difference between, you know, when they're hearing you on a top 40 station, they're hearing you next to the big artists like Nelly Furtado and Avril Lavigne and, you know, P. Diddy and whoever else is playing that, you know, that down the radio. So you're literally ranked in those categories. So you've gone from sort of emerging no-name artist to, you know, top 40 superstardom, I guess. And so the coolest thing was being able to connect with the fans, you know, sort of directly online, because they, you know, you have access to them through Facebook, through Twitter. You know, back then it was like MySpace when I first came out.
Right.
And, you know, fans. I mean, you get some crazy fans too, but it kind of comes with the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the coolest thing was just being able to get the encouragement from fans across the country and across the world as well. And to this day, that still happens. And it's pretty exciting because then you can also, like from a business perspective, you can go where your fans are and
right.
And really cater to the audience that really loves your music.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and I want to actually touch again on that point. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Marika Seward is making her first appearance here on our program, talking with us not only about her love of music, it's something that she's had for quite some time, but of course what it's been like for her to share that with all of you around the world. You know, I think when you talk about, you know, the different sites and, of course, how you're able to connect, Marika, what I instantly thought about was, you know, the inspiration you must give to other people because you have been able to chart. You've been one of those artists who have been able, you know, to make it into areas that many people just aspire to.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, though, you know, being able to have songs that are recognized, do you feel like that's just a testament of the hard work?
I think at the time when I charted, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was. I think I'd worked so hard and put so many hours in, did a lot of work. And when it happened, I didn't think to just stop and celebrate it. Whereas now I'm realizing just all of those moments are just so worth celebrating because they are actually key moments in your careers. And I think what I'm realizing now is how much pull the chart positions do have, even as
yeah.
a career woman and as an artist. Because, yeah, I've part of my company is to develop other artists, and a lot of these people have just huge respect just because I've already charted. So
yeah.
I think, through the struggles that I've gone through, I realize that the steps I have gone through have allowed even more doors to open because of it.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned, of course, the struggle. That is a great segue because I'm all, you know, every day I tell people this, you know, I do this program, love doing the show, but, you know, every day is not perfect. You're not
yeah.
going to feel your best each
yeah.
and every day. What is it that keeps you motivated? Because there are a lot of people, and you know this, Marika,
yeah.
a lot of people who start off and then they, you know, life happens to them and they give up and they say, no, I'm just not going to continue on with this. What
yeah.
has kept you moving forward even when you don't have those perfect days?
What has kept me moving forward? My husband. I think, you know what, there's been a lot of times where I feel like I wanted to quit. And not even quit, but even change directions.
Yeah.
As an artist, because my business has been going very well as well. But I think what keeps me going is that nothing inspires me more than singing to people and inspiring people. And, you know, one thing that I love to do with my music is to create positive pop music that everyone of all ages can enjoy. And I feel like there needs to be more of that in the top 40 industry anyway. And that's what I wanted to bring. So I think at the end of the day, as I said, there's really nothing, Cyrus, that I would be doing if I wasn't doing this. I could have stayed home, and I've been a mom. Like, I am a mom. And so I can stay home, raise my kids. I could, you know, hang out at the library or whatever. But
right.
I'm really not excited or fulfilled unless I'm, you know, performing for people and writing music and as I said, it keeps me going, the people that do get inspired by the music, because
right.
it really makes, you know, I have a friend that says there's always someone waiting for you on the other side of your dreams. And
yeah.
knowing that, it takes the focus off of me and my fame and my success, and it kind of puts the focus on the people, because there's somebody out there that's waiting to hear the music that I have to write.
Exactly. Really good point. Again, recording artist Marika Seward is making her first appearance here on the program, sharing with us not only her own journey, but also the inspiration as well. Another thing that's inspirational is this single, Unstoppable. Marika, talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Yeah, for sure. You know what? The story of this, even this entire album, is just, you know, it's very divine, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of at a crossroads in my career about a year and a half ago. And again, my business was doing well. We were developing artists, charting artists. And it got to a point where I was like, you know what, if I was going to do anything, I could run the company well and sort of put the artist thing on hold. And I literally, nobody else knew, but I literally just asked God. I'm like, God, can I have an album that's completely paid for, no debt, and full-on album. And a couple, you know, months later, I was approached by a producer who I'd met through another mutual friend artist, and he basically just, you know, said he has faith. He had faith to produce an album for me. And
wow.
So that started the whole journey, and Unstoppable was the first track that I had already started writing even before I got in the studio. And it just kind of defined where I was at my career, that I was going to do this no matter what, no matter who was on board and who wasn't, but this is what I was made for. And that's kind of how it is. And, you know, it's really an anthem for my life, but I think for a lot of people's lives who feel like they can't achieve the goals they set out to, they really can if you just believe, you know, in what they are. And, you know, I'm very faith-filled. And so I know that each of my steps is very purposeful.
Right.
So it was really a great gift to be able to have this album and, yeah, to be a musician that is, you know, debt-free and can kind of walk forward. And the sky's the limit, basically.
Exactly. Wow, amazing. Well, since we have you here, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my new single from the album Unstoppable, titled Unstoppable.
No one can stop me now. If they try, no one can bring me down, 'cause I'm not going under. I see these broken shadows, they only make me stronger. This is my only anthem. I'm unstoppable. Remembering a time when I was afraid, so afraid to try. Then I heard a word calling my name. You are my rescue now, strength divine. No one can stop me now. If they try, no one can bring me down, 'cause I'm not going.
Conversations Live with Unstoppable. we actually have been speaking with Marika, not only about her journey, but also about this album. So, Marika, you know, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, as well as how they can, of course, support your music as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's the Facebook and the Twitters, obviously, and my Twitter handle is Marika Seward. They can check out my website at emertonrecords.com, and they can check out the album on iTunes.
All right, so definitely want to encourage them to do that. Again, emertonrecords.com is where you can go to make sure you find out more information about Marika and everything that she has going on. And, of course, follow her on Twitter. We actually tagged her Twitter handle, which is just her name, at Marika Seward here on Twitter. And also, of course, Facebook, you can tag her fan page as well. We got that tagged as well. Marika, the last question I have for you, and we really appreciate you taking out the time to be with us, is about the passion and sharing that. We always ask this question because I think it's always so important to remind people that just because, you know, you've been able to do what you've been able to do does not mean that they can't. So what would you say to anybody out there with a dream, regardless of what it might be, about the importance of holding on to it and not letting go of it?
Absolutely. You know what? I fully subscribe to the belief that anything is possible. And I think the thing that can keep people going is to really share the vision and share the dream with other people. I know that I couldn't do this without a great team of people around me, my family, just to be honest and keep it real. And, you know, the journey is always better to celebrate with people. And they're the ones that also pick you up when you're having a bad day. But they celebrate huge with you when you achieve something that you set out to do. So, you know, as I said, I think the only reason people don't succeed in their goals is because they quit early. And the lessons learned are there for a reason and to inspire other people as well. So just keep on going.
Exactly. Great advice. Again, Marika Seward, everyone. Marika, again, thank you so much for being on with us. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you, Cyrus, for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you. Again, the album is called Unstoppable. That was a single you guys heard here. Make sure you guys do support it. Go to emertonrecords.com for more information. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, at 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. For the primetime edition of Conversations Live, I was speaking with recording artist Khadijah about her brand-new single. She's premiering it right here on our program, so you definitely want to stay tuned to that tonight. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.